This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Mobile is, as we are constantly being told, the future of just about everything. You got to be able to get your app on people's smartphones if you want to have a chance, right? To that end, there is news of mobile payments this week. Chase Bank has joined Apple and Google and Samsung in line at the cash register. We've got our senior tech correspondent, Molly Wood, on the phone with some of the details. Hey, Molly.
Hey, Kai.
All right. So they are not the first one in this space, but Chase Bank, a biggie out there, is getting into mobile payments. What are they going to do that's different?
Yeah, they are not the first ones, but arguably they are the biggest. Yeah. Chase is huge. One of every two households, according to Chase, is a Chase customer. Number one processor in terms of payments overall. So what they're going to do differently, I think, is try to double down on reach. Chase is partnering up with Walmart and some other big retailers. Now, that said, even though they have the size and the power, they're going all in on confusing in terms of the way that
banking overall. But anyway,
there you go. Right. Totally in character. The digital wallet that they are building sounds a little bit funky. There will be a Chase app. Yeah. You could use that to pay by showing a code to a cashier that they can scan, but not in every store. Some stores will require you to use a different app that is being built by this consortium of retailers. So it's a little messy right now, but there is a good chance that Chase could get some traction because what they're offering retailer stores in return for accepting payments with Chase Digital Wallet is smaller transaction fees.
Oh, we know that stores hate those big credit card transactions. Show me the money. Let me ask you, though, sort of the more macro question, which is why everybody's climbing into mobile payments, right? Android, Samsung, Apple, and now Chase. Given that such a small slice of the public uses it, I mean, you can go to, you know, stores and not see a whole lot of people pulling out their phones to pay quite yet.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I think it's only about 4% of consumers. It's something like 13% have ever actually tried it. It's very tiny, but it has the potential to be hugely profitable for whatever company wins.
Right.
There's potential for this to become a multi-billion dollar business, even in the next couple of years.
All right. So here's the user experience, the UX question, right? How is it easier for me to figure out which one of these bleeping apps I ought to use than just reach into my wallet, pull up my credit card, and slap it on the counter?
You know, 2 months ago, maybe even 3 weeks ago, I would have said it is way easier to take out your credit card and swipe it. But now we have these chip and PIN cards coming. And there's a huge shift in how consumers are going to start to pay for stuff. Chip and PIN is actually a little more annoying. You have to stick the card in and leave it there for the whole minute. And that's a little harder than using one of these apps.
Right. And it's all in that marginal increment of time, right? And, you know, you use your credit card a zillion times a month and you save 0.4 seconds each time. It adds up.
It really does. And you only ever have to carry your phone. You don't need to carry a wallet around. Right. If these companies, if Apple or Chase or somebody, Samsung, they can get to these customers right now while they're starting to change their behavior anyway, there's an opportunity.
The Holy Grail. Molly Wood is our senior tech correspondent explaining payments to us. Molly, thanks.
My pleasure, Kai.